I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason with a Farm Economics Facts and Opinion piece from the FarmDoc website. This is a podcast. Gary Schnittke, Farm Management Specialist, is here to talk about the latest FEFO. And that FEFO is about a new combo pack that's been released by USDA, and it involves crop insurance for 2011. What is a combo product?
The combo product is a new product that's going to replace all the old farm-level crop insurance products. So this is the risk management agency has been developing this for a while and released it for the 2011 year.
When you wrote it up, what did you discover, and what kinds of things do you tell folks about?
What we tried to do in this article is just explain the basics of it, and also linked what the combo product plans are to the old plans that producers used to buy. So if a producer used to buy CRC and RA with the harvest price option, under the combo product, that will be now revenue protection. And actually, revenue protection works very much the same as CRC and RA. So the combo product also has a yield protection plan, which is the same as APH, and a revenue protection with a harvest price exclusion, which would be the same as RA with a base price option and income protection.
Are these supposed to be easier for producers to understand and use? I suppose maybe the names are easier to understand. And
yeah, the whole process was, well, there's a couple of plans that will be eliminated. So before this, if you wanted a revenue plan with a harvest guarantee increase, you could look at either CRC or RA harvest price. Now there's only one, so eliminated the choices. The idea was to make it simpler and more coherent across the plans.
Most of the time when we do these podcasts, we go all the way through the product, but I think this is when people might actually want to go and look at the article, because there's a lot of information in there. You have some examples for wheat.
Yep, we took wheat as our example, because if you're signing up for wheat, that deadline is approaching in September. So we give examples of how revenue protection, yield protection, and revenue protection with the harvest price exclusion works. We also have a little table in there that maps the products, so you can look at revenue protection and what it replaces.
In summary, what would you say about the combos? Easier, you think, for farmers to use?
It'll take a little time to get used to, but overall, it will be easier. The major question that people have is how premiums under the combo product will compare to like CRC and RA in the past.
And that's not really a question about combo product. It's a question about premiums. Do we know yet?
No, we're getting close for wheat. Actually, our wheat insurance decision tool is up on the web, so you can look at wheat quotes. But we still don't know what the volatility is, so we still don't know. But we're getting closer. But, you know, what will happen to premiums is probably the bigger issue.
Yeah, so those tools are in what part of the FarmDoc website?
They're available in the crop insurance section of FarmDoc.
You can go to the FarmDoc website, hit crop insurance, and you'll find the tools, and it will now be updated to reflect the combo products.
Yep, for wheat. We don't have the information yet for corn or soybeans this coming year, but that's 6 months off yet.
Absolutely, and if you want to read more about this FEFO, or Farm Economics Facts and Opinion, look for the title of Combos, Product Released for 2011 Crop Insurance Year. Thanks much, and we appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Gary Schnittke is a Farm Management Specialist at the University of Illinois and a member of the FarmDoc team. I'm Todd Gleason.